Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Can I just say the last thing we said off the mic was we should build an empire.
Yep.
In that's a good said. Positive way without the like colonial connotation.
Not in a traditionally British way.
Yeah. A banging book club. That's messy. Empire.
The only blood that's allowed in this empire is Hannah's period blood.
Which is currently seeping out.
She has a hot water bottle all up in her. I'm so proud.
Not all that up in her. We don't want to create that visual picture.
Yeah, let's set the scene.
Why don't they make hot water bottles for inside your vagina? Real question.
That would burn.
No.
And
no, like just like nice warm tampon sized hot water bottle. No? Wow. Nobody else has a take it? Just me.
The blood would melt out.
Yeah, you drip everywhere.
Right, let's do this.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Banging Book Club, our fortnightly podcast where we talk about books about sex and gender. I'm Hannah Whitten.
I'm Lucy Moon.
And I'm Lena Norms.
And this is a very special episode because it's our first mini-sode.
So tiny!
Everybody, welcome to the first mini-sode of 2017.
Oh, I want
to
scruff it on the head like a tiny child.
Oh, give it a stroke, like that video of the rabbit that Rowan showed me on Facebook that I showed you. Okay.
I didn't see that picture because they were going, oh, baby. And I was like, a baby? And they were like, baby rabbit. And I was like, don't care. Baby human.
I think baby humans could be severely improved with some more hair. Like
longer ears.
Would make them more tolerable.
No, baby human.
No, it's the shrimp.
Little nose that goes up and down.
Yeah, and maybe some longer ears. Mini dobbies, but no, with hair.
No. So we are currently reading 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James, and there will be the full podcast discussion of that in about 2 weeks' time. But first of all, where are we all up to? How are we finding it?
I'm about 100 pages in, and I feel like I'm reading with my elbows. I'm literally like dragging myself along the floor like, come on!
Have you gotten to the first sex scene yet?
No, not yet.
Oh. It's nearly there. I've checked. I'm on about page 150. How am I beating Lena?
Because she reads fast.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to immediately forget about this book after I finish it because the only way I'll still mentally sane. So I'm trying to like read it right at the end before we record it because I'm just going to like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about 64% of the way through, full into the story. There's been some things happening.
So I was quite enjoying it. I'm not going to lie to you. Until the first sex scene, and now I'm deeply concerned about the direction it's heading.
Well, okay, my weird experience with this book is that I actually have read some parts of it, because when it came out and everyone was obsessed, I literally just bought it on Kindle, went through and just read the sex scenes.
Oh, interesting.
So I do know how that goes down. I know about the room and, yeah.
The playroom. Mm. Or the red room of pain.
I'm just, at the moment, I'm making it through because I'm finding it really entertaining. And also, I'm at the point where I want to be crushing on people. So when I'm reading about people having crushes and like the blossoming of something like romantic, sexual, I'm like, yeah. And then as soon as this gets creepy, I'm going to be like, love is dead. So it depends. I don't know.
Okay, I think we should say no more and save it for the official podcast. But for this mini-sode, I thought we would all get together and basically reminisce on the books of 2016, talk about our faves, our least faves, and then also have a little game of the Whisper Challenge Banging Book Club edition.
Which, if you missed it at Sitsi, was the highlight of Sunday midday.
I've never made so much of a show of myself in public, and that's me. Hello.
Yeah. Got up on a stage. Yeah, midday Sunday, when most people are in church.
I think all of my past teenage selves were like shaking their heads at like what I was doing on a Sunday.
My mum was probably shaking her head.
I wonder if Summer in the City will invite us back to do main stage stuff again this year. Something inside me tells me no.
If they don't, I still think it was worth it. She's going to be like, that's fine.
Try VidCon Amsterdam?
Yeah, maybe.
I think that might be more of the target audience.
So you've got that to look forward to, and we'll fully explain what the hell it is once we play it. But first of all, lads, January, lads. Asking For It by Louise O'Neill.
Was a shock to the system to start with.
It also feels like so long ago that we read that.
But it feels a really long time ago, but since I've had so many conversations with people that are about those topics, and then I'm like, you should read Asking For It.
Yeah.
Or I start conversations with people because they're like, I listened to Banging Book Club, Asking For It.
Yeah.
And we talk about it. So, like, that one's stuck around, even though it feels like a really long time ago.
I think it holds up. It was great, and I think one of the words that you used to describe it, Lucy, was harrowing.
Oh, yeah.
And also now me and Louise O'Neill are friends on Twitter.
So
that's really cool. I just wanted to drop.
Sometimes I see your friendship on Twitter. And I, like, you know, just die inside a bit. I'm like, I want to be, okay.
Well, you might be going out for dinner with Kate Nash soon, so you're all good.
I'm ready.
Spoiler alert. I just remember asking for it. I remember thinking at the beginning of Banging Book Club that this was going to be lots of fun, and then I read Asking For It and went, maybe this won't be lots of fun.
In English literature degrees, they call it bathos, where you're built up and then you just fall straight down. Yeah. It's like a great moment of like, this is going to be the best project ever. Rape is horrific.
Yeah. Oh, God. My dissertation.
Blame culture is going to cripple us from the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it made such a big impression.
Still have... Louise's other book, Only Ever Yours, has been sitting on my shelf for so long.
Oh, I should read
it. And I really need to read it. I will make a point of reading that this year.
It's almost though now I know, I've read Asking For It, I know that I want to emotionally prepare myself to read anything else she writes. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I know what's coming now.
And the thing about Asking For It is that, we'll move on in a sec.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Asking For It is that it's a nasty book. Like, you don't like the characters. You don't like the story at any point, pretty much.
Mm. But it feels necessary.
Yeah. It's a shock. It's like a political statement. It's not a novel.
I hope that's a book that gets, like, taught in schools.
Yeah. Mm. I agree.
Okay. Asking For a great month. I mean, bad month, but great month.
Yeah. Pick the February.
February, we read Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler, which was a play.
Love a play.
We liked that.
I have very fond memories of rereading this.
Yeah. But it was another one where it was like, some of the monologues were really funny, but then some of them were really heartbreaking as well.
I don't remember much of it. Is that really bad? I have a very poor memory anyway. Yeah. I did read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. You'll recognise once we get up to June, Lucy stops
finishing the books. I lost my shit in June.
I remember the monologue where it's the woman that really doesn't like her vagina, and then she sleeps with that guy who just wants to stare at her.
Yes, I remember.
Bill? Is his name Bill?
Yeah. Has anybody found a Bill yet? I've been looking all year.
No comment.
I took that way too literally, and I thought you meant someone called Bill.
Have you met a Bill?
That's the difference between a history student who's important to the facts, and I'm like all about the metaphor and symbolism. Like, has anybody found a Bill? And I was like, I've documented 3 Bills in my life so far. They spell their name B-I-L-L.
That's not all right. Me, though. I'm not normally a detail person. Oh, that's funny, though. That's funny.
Yeah, but that sticks in my mind as well.
The fact that it hasn't stuck in any of our minds. I know, I'm just like, I just...
It's more like you don't remember all of the monologues, but you come away with this impression that your vagina is awesome, and that's really what's... And I think that was the message. I think Eve Ensler would be happy with that.
That's what we learned. And also, I still want us to, like, keep an eye out for the vagina monologues being performed in London at any point.
Yes.
And we should do a Banging Book Club, like, outing.
Yes. I wish we had a time turner and then we could set aside a whole month just to do it ourselves and we could learn the whole thing and then we could perform it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I know that's not possible because we're all trying to achieve things, but, like...
Banging Book Club at Summer in the City 2017 is us performing the vagina monologues.
Oh, my God.
Okay, in March, we read Bonk, The Curious Coupling of Sex and Science by Mary Roach. I know this wasn't, like, all of our favourites because it was, like, our first delve into science rather than, like, literature.
Yeah.
But I still quote studies that I learned about in that book to people.
Yeah, I think it changed my perception on sex, and I can't right now remember why.
Yeah.
But I remember reading it and finding out a lot. It was the same with vagina as well. Reading both of those two really informed me.
Mm-hmm. One of the studies that I actually quoted to someone recently, because I basically admitted to someone that I was like getting turned on whilst reading 50 Shades of Grey, and he was just like, ew, why? I thought you'd like hate that. I thought it would like actively turn you off.
I know which study you're going for.
Yeah. And I was like, well, actually, female arousal.
Yes.
We're not exactly always aroused by things that we want and we like. We can be generally aroused by things that are sexually relevant. And 50 Shades of Grey is sexually relevant.
And we're empathetic as well. Yeah. So we feel, I didn't realise that we feel other people, like the empathy side of things will get us off probably more.
Yeah. But it's also just like, I'm reading about sex, and I may not necessarily be into the sex that I'm reading about. I don't want that personally, but it's sexual. And then I'm thinking about sexy things, and then suddenly I'm like, oh, I'm aroused.
I was thinking about that. I remember reading that and thinking about the fact that, like, when I watch, like, say, if there's, like, a film where two girls fall in love and then they kiss, I'm very straight, but I get excited that they're excited. I'm like, oh, they're having so much fun. Look how much they love each other. And I get a little bit turned on because I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
no, same.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is empathy. Anyway.
Definitely. I've always gotten really turned on by lesbian sex scenes in films and TV.
Yeah, because you can imagine it happening to yourself.
Mm-hmm. I like Bonk because there's a lot of studies in there that I like to be like, did you know?
Yeah. Your little Hermione comes out of the woodwork.
I'm like, did you know?
If she ever went in the woodwork.
Yeah. Did you know that pigs' clitorises is on the inside of their vagina?
God, wouldn't that be fucking great?
We need
but like, how sensitive, though? Because, like, your clitoris is really sensitive, and then imagine, like, a penis, like... April, All the Rage by Courtney Summers, another YA rape book.
Like it's a genre.
Well, I mean...
I remember this one visually in my brain a lot more, as in, you know, when you carve out what a place looks like from the narration, from the novel itself.
Yeah.
All that, the colours to me are, like, real dull visual. Pastel.
Yeah.
And
apart from the bright reds.
Yeah, and the red.
Yeah, and I can really picture, like, where she lived and where she grew up.
Yeah, me too. And the like, where
the ditch
they walk
at the end and
the
shit.
Road.
Yeah, the road.
I think I remember this book being, like, I don't know, because we do tend to compare that and Asking for It.
Yeah.
Asking for It was just, like, heightened emotions of, like, anger and disgust, like, constantly the whole way through, whereas, like, All the Rage was just, like, depressed the whole way through, like numb the whole way through, kind
but a
of.
Bit empowering as well, which is something that Asking for It I don't think gave us the empowerment. It gave, it didn't reassure,
and more of a narrative arc as well.
Yeah, definitely.
That's one that I went through recently. I was trying to get rid of loads of books and I didn't get rid of, because I actually think I might reread it. I think that one was good.
I really liked it.
Fave.
May, another science book. Vagina, a biography by Naomi Wolf.
Does Vagina count as a science book?
Well, it was okay. Non-fiction.
Yeah.
Let's go with non-fiction.
I don't remember much about it, other than that it explored the vagina and it made a real impression on me.
Is this one we learned that the pill sends everybody insane?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then there was something else about it.
You become more attractive to certain people, so you might, and you find different people, you fall in love with people because of the pill.
Yes.
And so when you don't take the pill, you won't fall in love with the same people. Oh my God, that totally terrified me.
Literally, they're drugging us. Yeah. I can't stress this enough.
To fall in love with people who'll be good when you're pregnant.
Yeah, and then...
safety.
And then it was just like, once you are, like, married to that person and then you want to start a family, so you come off the pill so you can get pregnant and suddenly find you're not attracted to your partner anymore.
Yeah, that scared me.
Because your hormones have changed. You're like, oh! So
it.
Before you marry someone, just come off the pill for a bit or come off your hormones just so you can double check that you still fancy them without any interference.
Women's bodies are weird.
Yeah.
I learnt a lot about trapped nerves and vaginismus with that book as well. That was really useful and interesting. And lots that I wanted to know more about goddesses and history and, like, the history of hating vaginas and loving them. I don't remember exactly what I wanted to know more about
There was that whole section, like, tantricness and
orgasms. Yes, I remember that. And she goes to that man in Camden.
And I'm like...
I associate Camden with the massage guy.
The vagina massage. I forgot he was in Camden. It's quite close, isn't it? Should we go now? I think you should give us a free... Now we know who we're going to be spawned by.
Oh, my God. The next mini-sode.
One of us gets one and just talks.
I think we deserve
one. That would be
the
weirdest ASMR ever.
We deserve one. Yeah, we do.
Can we start a Kickstarter for our vaginas?
So we can go fund it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, I love that book. I think
that
it
was a great book. It was very long. I don't think I'd read it again.
I think but I'd finish it. This was the first one I didn't finish.
Oh, so we're
go
in
back
May.
And finish it.
Yeah,
we're in May and it. Lucy didn't finish it. Great.
Yeah, but this one was a long one and it got really bogged down with the history and literature of sex midway through.
Yeah, I found it hard, so I started
listening
to an audiobook.
And also I was writing my fucking dissertation, guys.
All right, Lucy. All right. Okay, in June we read another nonfiction, Perv, by Jessie Baring.
Oh man, I'm not going to lie, I didn't really remember that much about this. I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, what was in Perv?
About it, I remember it was about morality or about not judging people's like fetishes or sexualities by any kind of moral code. And then there was that whole chapter on paedophilia.
I distinctly remember of the whole book, the bit where he talks about where fetishes... Is that the plural? Fetishes?
Yeah.
Might stem from. And he talks about a guy who has a fetish for amputees and how when he was younger, he was sitting under his dining room table and he saw a woman remove her prosthetic leg. And that...
Oh, I do remember that.
And so now, anytime fetish comes up, I always think of the fetish for amputees. And, like, always wonder if it stemmed from someone's childhood.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced also, about that one.
I listened to him read the audiobook, which is probably why I remember it more.
In July, we read another non-fiction because we did not think it through in terms of how much non-fiction we read in one go.
Yeah, that was a bit intense. Awful. That was a very serious summer.
Also, I finished A Little Gay History, guys.
It was
congrats.
A tiny
It was
book.
A Little Gay History.
Yeah. So July was A Little Gay History by R.B. Parkinson. And it was kind of like a... book that went along with the British Museum because it was a lot of artifacts.
And I have a bit of a bee in my bonnet about the British Museum because I went to SOAS and the British Museum is like imperialist
it's
capital.
Not full of anything from Britain.
No, and so I was already pissed off at the book before I began. But it's great that we're trying to make progress to inform on LGBTQIA plus history.
Yeah, and also the book is quite global, which is really good because I feel like in a lot of LGBT history we just focus on like the Western world, the gay liberation and progression of like gay rights and everything in like the US and in the UK. But this had a lot of stuff in terms of like there was Japan was in there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, India was in there.
I think that's one to go to if, like, you want to know what you don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, just a pointer to be like, I feel like I'm really ignorant. How can I find these, like, points of information and then go and research more?
But that's my baby as well, because I did a whole module on the history of
sexuality. Yeah, you loved that.
At university. Yeah. So, there are so many more, like, more academic books on it. And so that's why I picked that one, because I was like, this is easy. Let's not...
Gateway.
Yeah.
Gateway. Is that okay to say?
It's the gateway or the
highway.
No, it doesn't work, does it? August, we read Trumpet by Jackie Kay. And can I say this was all of our favourites.
My fucking favourite.
Didn't finish it. This was the novel I didn't finish that I was pissed off that I didn't finish.
Lucy.
It my favourite book was probably a joint favourite with We Know What.
Okay, yeah, no, Trumpet was my favourite Banging Book Club book from last year. It was just pure poetry. It just like oozed into like my bloodstream as I was reading it. It was
like jazz. It was like reading jazz.
Yes.
Like, I hope you read a book that good this year. I really hope that one of them turns out to be like...
I have my fingers crossed for some of the novels.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to touch on something. But yeah. If you're going to read anything, if you've just been listening to the Banging Book Club and you haven't been reading along, if there's anything you fancy picking up, I think we would all say Trumpet.
I think it's just so good, and it's just such a beautiful story of love and loss and identity. And
it represents so many different perspectives, mm-hmm. and it talks about death so much, but like in this amazing, beautiful way. Yes.
In September, we read Middlesex by Geoffrey Eugenides. Not a massive fan. It was just a bit. Afterwards, I felt so enriched. I came away from it being like, that was an experience. But during it, I was like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I remember so well the. Fucking, I can swear on this, can't I?
Yeah,
we've just wanted it for a whole year.
We talk about fucking, Lucy. We can't talk about fucking if you don't say the word fuck.
The bit of Middlesex that I remember the most is the weird inclusion of the Nation of Islam.
You weird. I was thinking about that the other day with the Malcolm X thing. I was like, why
does
it
that
was so
it's not even
imaginary.
Geoffrey, you okay?
Why are you? And having never spoken to an intersex person before writing the book.
Yeah, but we are reading The Virgin Suicide.
Giving him another
chance.
Year.
We are giving Geoffrey another chance.
And we hear great things.
I've proofread that one for you both three times, so.
This is the thing. I'm pretty sure. Because Lena's said it's amazing.
And it's the hashtag classic.
And I really want to. I love a good classic. You know me.
Yeah. And then we get to watch Kirsten Dunst in the film, so.
Yay.
Oh, good. Mm. Goody.
We need to get tickets for 50 Shades.
October, guys. Do you remember what we read?
I do.
What did we read, Lucy?
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
By John Gray. Oh,
do you know what? God. I had a good time that month because it was so shit, it was good again.
Yeah.
I think it's probably our best podcast, to be fair.
I think it's also maybe our most listened to podcast.
People fucking loved it.
Because we're funny, guys. Did you know we're funny?
I think it's when we are pushed to the point.
That one.
When we're pushed to the point of despair.
Yeah.
Something inside us cracks.
But you know when something's so easy to critique through a feminist lens? That you can
but also so unexpectedly shit. There were so many hilarious things in it.
Fact,
I was like, it wasn't
a million copies were sold. A million.
Yeah. A million copies were binned.
Or
in charity
burned,
shop.
As Hannah did on her party.
I put mine in a wheelie bin.
It was a Halloween party. I was dressed as a witch and I decided to burn Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus. And Lauren, my housemate, got mad at me and apparently drunk me was just like, it's part of my costume, I'm a feminist witch.
I mean, arson makes sense in some context, I feel.
Defiant sexism.
Oh my god. Oh, I love it.
In November we read Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov.
This was the month where my life fell apart and I went sober, so I did not read Lolita.
I'll be honest, I don't think it would have helped. No. In fact, I think it might have spiraled you into something completely...
What was interesting was it was about nothing that I was experiencing, so it was readable. If it were about like anything I could relate to,
I wouldn't have made it
at all. But I was at least able to pick through, get the language, realize...
Have a discussion with us about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be reading it again.
I will finish it.
I don't think I'll be talking to anybody who likes it ever again. Oh, really? Sorry, guys, I know so many of you liked it. I like you all. We can all be different.
I think I might be one of the people who will like it.
Yeah,
diversity makes us stronger. I hate that book.
I really want to watch one of the films. I know there's two films. But
they look good.
That's what I do with Pride and Prejudice.
I watched the trailers for both of them and I just got creeped out just by the trailer. I was just like...
Do they pick really young looking women?
Well, it's a girl. It's a 12-year-old girl. God. Like, they, you know, they aged her correctly.
Oh. Who signs off on that as a mother? Like, it's your acting break. Like... You're playing a Lolita. It's fine.
Don't read it.
That's our opinion.
Oh, my God. Well, it's keep two your people's own opinions. One. I think I might like it, but I don't know if I do yet. And I'm not going to endorse it yet.
So many people that I respect and love really like it. So I'm like, I'm going to...
It's a classic, you know.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
And I'm
classic
a sucker for classics.
In December, we read...
Yes!
We read
How to Build a Leader.
How to Build a Girl by Caitlin Moran.
In which we learned that I am kind of Caitlin Moran, and also everybody else kind of hates me.
Can I just say, since we did that podcast and I was very negative about it, I have really grown to like the book. Yeah? And like the character.
Do you like me again?
I love you, Lena. I've always loved you.
I love reading a loud, clumsy girl who says everything wrong and like runs around like bumping into things and having sex with people.
And I really love when the dialogue gets poetic. I feel like it shows Caitlin can write lots of things.
And the class aspect was just like brilliant for me. And I still think about Marx's cigarettes.
Yeah.
And like being like, I'm not your bit of rough, you're my bit of posh.
Amazing. Amazing. That was banging.
That's the whole...
That was Banging Book Club 2016.
Yeah.
2017, here we come. Okay, we are going to prepare ourselves for the Whisper Challenge, and we will be right back for that.
BRB.
Oh my God, BRB, God. Whisper Challenge, right now. All right, guys, we are back, and we're about to play the Whisper Challenge, Banging Book Club edition. So, the way that this works is that we have each picked two random phrases from books that we read in 2016 for the Banging Book Club, and... One of us will be observing whilst this happens, and then the other two will be playing. One person with noise-cancelling headphones on, really loud music playing, and the other person will say the line, and the other person has to guess what the line is, or try and lip-read, or whatever it is. Sound
You'll
like
get
fun.
The idea as we go along.
Yeah.
Not even sure I've got
We
the
don't
idea.
Even know...
Do I need to leave the room?
No, we're just going to have...
Fun and games.
Yeah.
I'll put the headphones on first. Lucy, do you want to read me one of your lines?
And sure I'm going to be disc jockey. Are you ready, Hannah?
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's oh my loud. God. That's loud music.
Sorry. Is that too much?
Can you hear
Sorry,
this?
Do you want me to turn it? Tell me. You
You're going to have to turn it up when Lucy speaks. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Are you ready?
Can the microphone hear this music?
Maybe.
Anyway, can currently you hear the music?
Yeah, but it's good. It's a good
currently
thing.
Hannah is enjoying My Humps. Not My Humps.
I can't.
Though the song.
What are you saying?
I'm telling them what you're enjoying. My Humps.
Okay.
By the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, are we ready? One feisty female kept trying to mount the male in her cage, finally reaching a point at which she simply resorted to hopping on his shoulders.
Okay, that's way too long.
Okay,
I
I'll
think
go for
I
the
got
beginning.
Fisting.
We'll try again. One more time.
Okay.
One feisty female kept trying to mount the male in her cage.
Something, something fisting in my mouth.
Why don't you do it in sections? So okay. Say a bit and then she freaks back.
I have no idea what you're saying.
One feisty female.
When you first female.
Kept trying.
M-track.
To mount the male in her cage.
Mount the male. Mount in, the male.
Yes. In her cage.
And they're engaged.
You gave that a very happy ending. Well done. You are a natural optimist. You said something about one feisty female in her cage and you were like, and they're engaged!
So the sentence was, one feisty female kept trying to mount the male in her cage. This is from Vagina by Naomi Wolf.
I got female in the end, but feisty, I thought that was fisting.
Yes, you did. But I enjoyed it all the
but
same.
But that was great. Okay, symbolic. Lena's turn okay. With the headphones.
Go.
I'll read out my phrase to you.
Okay.
An erection, like a motorcycle or lawn, must also be maintained.
That's a great
I phrase. Radulled. Can you give it to me in sections?
Okay. An erection.
I radulled.
Like a motorcycle
Her
or lawn.
Little bottom long.
Must also be maintained.
But it all stopped when we had sex.
One more time.
Okay, I'll do the full sentence. An erection.
And Raji.
Like a motorcycle.
Like a monster, Lord.
Must also be maintained.
Must have had his mum's sex.
Amazing.
Amazing. I
got it.
Are you ready for what it was?
Yeah.
It was, an erection, like a motorcycle or lawn, must also be maintained.
Yes.
Can we get that as merch?
Yeah.
It's probably copyright to Mary Roach, but like that would make a great t-shirt.
So that was from Bonk.
That could be our bio on Banging Book Club.
I think it's Lucy's turn and Lena Reed's one.
This is really exciting, you.
It's the coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That hymen's gone.
The harmonizer.
Don't worry about that.
Something about mouth in a head.
Then run around the room.
That ran around the room.
Getting high fives from my parents and siblings.
Can you read that last bit again?
Then run around the room.
That ran around the room.
Getting high fives from my parents and siblings.
I feel like you're seducing me with your mouth and it's really weird. I don't know.
You don't know?
Try again.
Okay, one more time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The hymen's gone.
The harmonizer.
Don't worry about that.
I heard that because Missy Elliott's rapping now.
You're so loud.
Okay, I'm nearly there. Wait.
I heard that because Missy Elliott's rapping.
Okay. I'm ready. We're playing Move Your Body now.
Okay.
That is crying.
This is how Lucy should be when she's...
Move your body, girl.
We should have done a video.
Oh, yeah. The hymen's gone. Oh, yeah. The something is hot.
Don't you worry about that.
Don't know what we'll do about that.
And then run around the room.
Something around the room.
Getting high fives from my parents and siblings.
That's the bit where you lose me.
Sorry, okay. The sentence was, and this is from How to Build a Girl by Caitlin Moran. Oh yeah, that hymen's gone. Don't you worry about that. And then run around the room getting high fives from my parents and siblings. It was unexpected, I'll give you that.
Do you want to wear them again and I'll read you mine?
I love it. This is great fun.
Don't believe him.
Don't believe them.
When he tells you it smells like rose petals.
Rose petals.
When it's supposed to smell like pussy.
Lucy's giving me a look that doesn't work on podcast. Lucy's giving me a look.
She looks like a bemused turtle.
Okay, you ready? Don't believe him.
Don't believe him.
When he tells you it smells like rose petals.
When it smells like rose petals.
When it's supposed to smell like pussy.
Pussy.
You got the essence. Yeah, really, like, you got
it. Is it like the impressive Outcast song? Roses really smell like pussy.
It was, don't believe him when he tells you it smells like rose petals when it's supposed to smell like pussy.
Interesting.
That was like not that, but you got better at it.
You did good, babe.
So I'm reading to you now.
You're reading to me. Okay.
Sorry, when I laugh a lot, I get phlegm.
Her cheerleading uniform.
Cheeky room.
Her cheerleading uniform.
Do you need room?
Hugs the smooth contours of her
smooth
body.
Smooth contours of his body? Nice.
Was that it? No?
Yeah, well... Should we do it one more time?
Her cheerleading uniform.
Wait, are you starting from the beginning again now? Okay, wait, sorry, go.
Her cheerleading uniform.
He cleaned his room.
She's so confident about it. Hugs the smooth contours of her body.
Hugged him... through the contours of his body. That's what I'm hearing. Slash seeing.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You can take them off. I was in fact saying her cheerleading uniform hugged the contours of her body.
Contours of body!
And that was from All the Rage by Courtney Summers.
Okay. I'm proud.
And now is it me?
You ready?
I'm ready.
His fingers move first. Slowly.
I speak like Mufasa.
Slowly. Then faster and harder, deep.
And then Lois said, I can't hear him.
Deep to the back of me.
Say again.
Deep to the back of me.
He fucked me.
May as well be, but...
Well, I'm talking to her.
We'll try it all again.
Okay, I'll start again.
His fingers move first.
He's slowly, really smooth, Mufasa-like.
Then faster and harder.
Lefasa can't hear.
Deep deep to the back of me.
He smoothly penetrated me.
Deep to the back of me.
He smoothly kissed the mouth of me.
This is great. I think you should tell her what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. You can take them off now.
His fingers move first slowly, then faster and harder, deep.
That sounds like move faster to me.
Move faster is like move faster, isn't it? And that was from Trumpet by Jackie Kay.
Amazing. All right. Thanks for listening, guys, to our first ever mini-sode.
Many thanks. Not so mini.
Yeah, we'll see how I edit it down.
Do come again.
Yes. Tune in again in 2 weeks' time for the discussion of 50 Shades of Grey. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at Banging Book Club. It's a great time. Lucy, you all right, babe?
Just nearly done.
Here's to Banging Book Club 2017, I guess.
Woo!
I'm so excited.
Sexing it up.
Virtual hug.
Hey! Everyone.
All right. Bye, guys.
Lots of love.
Oh, also, you can find the reading list somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a Google Doc. We've linked to it in many places.
Fap.
Fap, fap, oh, fap out.
God, that's horrific.
That's the end.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.